A difficult and touching story today. Prince George's County Executive Rashearn Baker announced today his wife, Krista, has been suffering from early-onset Alzheimer's disease. Now, Baker says his wife's condition won't affect his ability to serve, but the news is jarring for some of us who have loved ones around that age in their early 50s. So how can you tell if dementia is affecting your loved ones, and what should you do?
Joining us live to talk about it, Dr. Ted Rothstein, a neurologist at George Washington University Hospital. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for inviting me.
This is a topic that touches so many people who are listening right now. It really tears up their lives emotionally. What is dementia? A lot of folks don't even really understand what happens.
I think dementia can be defined as a patient who has a progressive mental deterioration. Patient becomes disoriented, has defects in their memory and judgment. And with Alzheimer's disease, we would expect that there would be changes in their ability to function on a daily basis with normal activities. And the patient that you've described, Krista, had a number of these characteristics where she could no longer do her shopping, where their children had to go shopping for her, where she had inappropriate use of clothing, wearing jeans at church, and simply not wearing appropriate clothing on a sunny day, going out in raincoats and such. And the other thing that was quite striking in her story, as I understand it, is that she would get lost in familiar surroundings, such as not being able to find her way to her library. These are very common findings in patients who have a dementia such as Alzheimer's disease.
What should you do if you think someone you know and love might be suffering from dementia?
Well, I think the first thing to do is to be seen by a neurologist, especially one who specializes in dementias, because there are a number of conditions which can mimic very serious dementias such as Alzheimer's disease. For example, we know that some patients who have B12 deficiency or thyroid disease or simply are extremely depressed may look like they have a dementia, but these are very treatable and reversible. Also, we now have some very sophisticated techniques for establishing a dementia such as Alzheimer's disease. Previously, one would have to take a piece of brain and look at it under a microscope or wait till the patient died to do an autopsy to be sure of the diagnosis. But there are some excellent techniques now for making the diagnosis without invasive techniques. For example, we at George Washington University perform a test called NeuroQuant, which does a volume analysis of certain key structures involved in memory, such as the hippocampus. And we can measure these volumes exceedingly accurately. And in patients with Alzheimer's disease, there's a marked wasting away of the hippocampus as an early finding. There are other techniques. There's something that has recently been approved called Amyvid, which stains for one of the pathological changes that goes in the brain called amyloid, and you can actually see increased amounts of amyloid deposits in the brain.
Fascinating.
And this has been approved since, I think, April of this year by the FDA for evaluating patients with possible Alzheimer's disease.
Thank you so much for all of the information, Dr. Rothstein.
You're quite welcome.
That's Dr. Ted Rothstein, a neurologist at GW University Hospital.